Hello?
Hi, Christian. It's Samantha Heath here. How are you?
Hey, Samantha. I'm good. You? How was your meeting?
It was great. And first of all, I just want to say I truly appreciate you being flexible, and this means the world to me. Thank you so much for that.
Yeah, no problem. It's part of it, right?
Right, absolutely, absolutely. Since we'll be working together, and this is like the first time I'm talking to you, by the way, let me just tell you the backstory about that as well. I wasn't feeling too well, and Jane was available in the office, and that's the reason why she took the call initially. Jane and I will be working together on this book, and let me break it down for you. Jane will be the lead writer in terms of providing you the drafts and everything. I will be responsible for the bigger picture. Now, let me start off by saying that this is going to be absolutely amazing, Christian. And I'm not just saying it just for the sake of it. It's completely different from the rest of it. To be very honest, you know, we work with books all the time around the clock, and I haven't seen anything like it. And it's actually fascinating, you know. Jane and I, we were discussing the other day. I have gone through all of the documents that you've sent in, including the brief form, the brief summary on the characterization of Devlin and the saints, everything else. I have reviewed that. And I wanted to know personally from your end, this is what I was curious about, and this will be like the most basic question that I could ask you. So let's start off by that. And I would like to know, where did you get the idea from? I mean, what inspired you to get into this or write this? I'm curious.
Okay, well, for me personally, I really love shows that deal with bad people and that really just put them in the spotlight. And I've always been obsessed with classic noir movies or just revenge shows and everything. But there's always something about them that always changes. And it's that the character always develops in this positive way, or they, I don't know, go down in some soft way. And for me, it's just that's just so boring for me. I can't. Like for me, like I want there to be a world where there's no character building, there's survival instincts, and there's no happy endings for anybody. There's just getting to the top and really just I don't know, crying about it. I mean, not crying about it, but because once Lorelei, because I want Lorelei to eventually sacrifice Devlin, because I was thinking eventually for this to happen, their whole dance, their first dance, when they go clubbing or whatever, he's gonna think of it as a dance. The reader's gonna think of it as a dance. It's gonna be an empowering event between the two. It's gonna be magnetic. It's gonna be everything that that's a gay and gay bestie relationship, and I really want to emphasize that. But what's really happening is something nefarious is going to happen. She's really displaying Devlin. She's showing him to all the buyers in the room, and it's he doesn't see that, the readers doesn't see that. You read about the onlookers looking at them, basically gathering around them, thinking terrible things about both of them while they're both really just being careless together, dancing together, but really she's just she's kind of just putting Devlin on display and to see how he can work out for I don't know. I don't really know all the details, but I
I
just
get
think
that.
everything Lorelei does is gonna have something terrible behind it. And I wanna love her too. I wanna like her, I wanna like Devlin, I wanna like everybody. But yeah, basically I'm just inspired by terrible people, just basically it's just something so enamoring about something with a pretty face with a devious mind and terrible thoughts. You just walk around this society and you just see faces, but you really don't hear the thoughts behind them, the terrible thoughts and something just so, I don't know, something enticing.
Raw.
There's something enticing about that.
It's
Yeah,
already raw.
exactly.
You want to show the world exactly how it is, behind the mask, you know? And we just want to imagine a world or possibility where everybody is just being them, you know, free will. And that is the best part about it. And I really like the way you actually made the resemblance of the character to Veronica Lake. That gives me a clear sight of vision in terms of what you're expecting out of this character. So that is really interesting too.
Yeah, and I am so happy that you find it that way too, because like I really love Veronica Lake, and I kind of want to bring her to life in some honorable way, but like I don't know if it's going to be honorable putting her attached to this character, but I mean, there's something just like, you know, Jessica Rabbit was inspired by Veronica Lake. A lot of these, you know, a lot of these like golden age actresses were inspired by Veronica Lake, and I really, I'm inspired by her, and I want to capture that kind of like siren, that kind of destined to be something, you know what I mean?
You know, if you wouldn't have mentioned Veronica Lake, I actually had that classical representation in my mind when I started reading the personality traits and all about Lolly. So that's why I wanted to tell you that this is epic. This is really epic, and it gives me the framework to actually modify the character, work around it, how this character will be, you know, reacting or in specific scenarios, especially when Devlon comes in, and that is where we pick up the book. By the way, have you thought of anything in terms of the prologue? Do you have any ideas, anything in mind? Because I was actually having a discussion with Jane, and we wanted to come up with something to initiate with in terms of the prologue. And before we start working on it, I wanted to check on you and see if you have any ideas.
Well, okay, so I'm going to be super honest with you. I'm, like, from the movie and TV world. Well, not really, like, but, like, that's where I'm coming from. I'm not really much of a book person, but I would like to see a book out there like that. But I don't I didn't go to creative writing school, so can you please elaborate on what a prologue is?
Yes. A prologue is basically an introductory chapter or a piece that would entice the readers into reading the book more. Okay, it could be a random scene, a scenario, something catchy, basically. That's what I'm trying to say. Something that is going to take the readers into the book. And it doesn't have to be something that makes sense. Like, we don't have to start from the beginning. You understand what I'm saying? It could be the most interesting scene or scenario in the book, and we may as well put that as prologue. So it can be randomly anything. But it has to be interesting and intriguing for the readers to continue the book. That's what the prologue is.
Okay. Okay. And okay. So I think a great idea for that prologue, I think what we can get some ideas from is the fact that they're gonna like be put into this like saints program where they're gonna be like administering. They're gonna be like drug peddlers, but like legal drug peddlers, and I don't know, like, I'm sorry. I my mind goes, like, a lot of places. Do you mind if it jumps around for a second?
No, that's completely fine. Go ahead.
Okay,
just discuss. We're having a random discussion. And to be very honest with you, Christian, this is, like, the very beginning. So it doesn't all have to make sense. Just go ahead, speak your mind, and I'm going to extract things from it. Don't worry about it.
Okay, so it's going to be, like, this world is going to legalize to fight war crime on drugs. They're going to legalize opioids and like just the hardest stuff. But what they're going to do is they're going to make it, they're going to say like it's not going to be as addictive or whatever. Or it's not going to be addictive at all. That's going to be the catch, but that's going to be also the biggest lie. And I was thinking like one of the big things, okay, so there could be like this client/patient. I don't know what we want to call them yet. But like there could be this client who's like this top and where I get my inspiration from is the story behind Zeus. I don't know how to really pronounce this guy's name. Zeus and I'm sorry, give me a second. I'm so sorry.
This one's so good.
It's okay.
Okay, well, okay, there we go. Okay, so there's this angel. I really love Greek mythology. There's something beautiful behind it.
I do, too. Yes,
stop
I'm interested
it,
in that.
Stop.
Yeah,
okay, I really
absolutely.
Love hearing that from you.
Yes,
I really love hearing
actually,
that from you.
I actually worked on a book which was based on a concept of Greek mythology, of course, but they took it and then modified it, like fictionalized it later on. So that was another twist. So I completely can relate to the fascination of being interested in Greek mythology. So go ahead.
Yeah, okay. Well, there's this, I don't know if we would call it book, but we there's this scenario between the god Zeus and angel Ganymede or whatever. And Ganymede, he's considered like the most beautiful boy to ever exist. And that's what kind of enticed like all the gods. Like he's so beautiful that it even captures the attentions and like everything about the gods. So they become so obsessed. Well, Zeus becomes so obsessed with him, this huge power figure, you know, this god becomes so obsessed with this angel that he literally turns into an eagle, swoops up and kidnaps Ganymede. And turns him into his, he gives him an option. He can die or whatever, or he can become immortal and serve Zeus for the rest of his life, right? And he chooses to become immortal and to be beautiful forever. And there's this kind of like scenario. I kind of want to bring that kind of scenario between Devlin and some kind of power figure that can be compared to Zeus, you know, like a billionaire that's compared to Zeus.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I don't know, like, I don't know if we want there to be kidnapping or something. I don't, abduction. I don't know what
work on that.
Really.
Yep.
Yeah, but I want there to be like a huge power dynamic. Oh, and also in the gay community, it's important to like really capture all the senses, like because like smell, taste. Oh, and also I don't want to be like too sexual in this book, like. I want there to be, like, sexual events, but I don't want it to be descriptive. I want when Devlin is going through something or if he's getting sexually assaulted or if he's just having sex, I want him to kind of dissociate, and that can kind of, like, we can kind of bring a flashback or something from his past while, you know, I don't know. But I don't want it to be, like, smut, but I kind of want it to be, like, we're crossing the line, but not really. You know what I mean on that?
Yeah, I get it. You want it to be descriptive, but not very into the details. I understand what kind of writing you're looking for.
Okay, cool, yeah. And, yeah, I mean, I don't know if you want me to send you the thing about Zeus and Gaidamore or whatever.
No, I got it. I have multiple books. Trust me, I have an entire collection.
Okay.
So I'm just going to dig on that,
awesome.
And I'll find something for sure. So that is completely fine. And thank you so much for providing this comparison as well. This would give us some literature to refer to. Okay. Now, by the way, were you disgusted by the material that I sent you? You wanted to be really disgusting.
Yeah, I was.
Okay.
I was really disgusted. And I was like, okay, she could really go there. And I really like that. Like,
you know, I was literally
really
laughing. Yeah, when I read that comment of yours that you really want to be disgusted. And I was like, okay, fine, let's show him what we got. So I'm glad you were.
And did you just, like, type that up, like, within, like, a day or whatever? Did you just do that within, like, seconds? Because that is amazing. Like,
thank you so much for that.
Yeah, like
well,
that,
actually, I was
like,
working on a book already, and I had just written this piece last week. So I thought, let's just throw it in. So, yeah, I didn't have to write something new. It just sort of was a coincidence that I happened to have something so disgusting.
Have something like it? Yeah.
Right. Okay,
well,
amazing.
I think the client might be pleased.
Absolutely, absolutely. Thank you so much for this information. And Christian, when I was picking up the book, I was fascinated, but I had a few questions. And you know, every person has their share of reasonable doubts. And thank you for providing this time. And this was indeed a productive conversation. I'm going to stop our conversation here so I can begin working on the initial prologue. And I will be having regular discussions with you, if you don't mind, if that's okay with you, because I really like this.
That is more than fine. Yeah, I know, and if I want you to know, this whole thing about like me really just guarding myself, like I'm like really just trying to learn just to really defend and protect myself, and I don't want it to come out as harsh or anything. So if anything came out as harsh, I do apologize, and I'm not a harsh person.
That is completely fine. You just need to stop there. That's completely fine. You know, when I spoke to you for the call timings too, I knew from the beginning what kind of person you are. So you don't need to apologize for anything. You didn't do anything wrong. It's actually you're right, you know, to actually be all guards up. And I completely understand what this book means to you. Know that it means equally, well, I can't say equally, it's not going to be fair, but somewhere around there, okay? I'm personally investing myself in this book. So rest assured, it's not going to go sideways. We're going to work together, and we're going to make this masterpiece that it deserves to be, okay?
Okay. Thank you so much, Samantha. You are so awesome and lovely. Thank you.
No worries at all. And it's a pleasure once again, Christian, to actually be talking to you. I was actually wondering what kind of mastermind is going to be behind this concept. All right. And I just want to say that I'm glad and I'm truly impressed by your perception, the way you think. So I am all positive.
Yeah, and I'm all positive with you, too, and I'm excited to see where we can take this, you know?
Exactly. So I'm going to sit down, join heads with Jane, and let's see what we come up with. So you can probably expect the next draft sometime next week. I hope you're not in a hurry because...
No, not at all. Don't worry about
perfect.
That. Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
All right, just in case if there is a delay in a draft, I'm going to come up to you personally. I'll call you up, and I will inform you prior to that. You know, sometimes we just got to think out of the box. Sometimes the creativity needs that kind of flexibility, you know. So, yeah, just that I wanted to inform you about, and the rest is looking good. If there are any other questions, because trust me, I'm going to have a lot of questions, all right? So I'm going to bother you with them, okay?
Okay, and I'm also, I will be sending you a few, I'll send you a short film. When I mean short film, it's like about 14 minutes. It's going to capture a lot of what I want Devlin's life to have been like before this book started, so you can kind of see the idea too. It's really cool that it's in a picture and everything like that. And also, I'm also going to put a couple of scenes from different shows and everything just to kind of because I'm an editor, so it's like I know how to like – well, I'll be able to provide you these scenes that I hope we can capture some kind of essence from them. You know what I mean?
Yes, we need any help that we can get from you. And just to be very honest with you, Christian, it takes the author and the team to be on the same page after a few drafts, like 3 or 4 drafts, you know, for them to actually start thinking like the author. So just give us some time. Let us work on things. I am telling you already, I'm giving you a prior notice, in other words, that the first draft, it's not going to be perfect, okay? It will be a work in progress. So with your help, we're going to improve that. After the second or the third draft, you and I, we will be synced and on track, okay?
Awesome. Yeah, and that totally makes sense, and I'm very excited.
Likewise. Thank you once again. All right, Christian, I'm going to let you go now. You have yourself a wonderful day, and thank you so much for being flexible again for the call. All right? Take good care.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you, and it was nice meeting you, and I'll talk to you whenever, okay?
All right. Thank you so much. Take care. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye.